said nothing about nothing to nobody.
Nobody said anything to anybody.
Don't ever tell me I didn't ever know nothing for nobody.
I've never known nothing for nobody, never.
Good. Because we're the Shutterbugs, and we never do nothing for nobody, never.
Never, never, nobody, nothing, never, nothing, nobody, never, nothing. Diddly potato. Hey. What the fuck am I drinking?
I love it. It's just great.
What? Okay, gin.
Gin, coastal cranberry, and water.
Okay.
And whatever was left of your Jarrito.
Yeah, that's why this tastes really not good.
A touch of the pineapple. Mine has a touch of the fruit punch, which tastes of bubblegum. Many questions.
Mine no is answers. Weird. This is what we're drinking, guys. We're drinking fucking shit again.
I was trying to be calorie conscious, but, well, fuck.
Well, I appreciate that. My taste buds do not.
Hee hee, oh. Hee hee hee, oh.
I'm gonna eat this nacho.
Very loudly.
With some queso.
Oh my goodness, my nose is so drippy.
Just, snort some more meth.
Oh, good. You're right, you're right. My poor nose hole. Fuck. Need to get that together. Shooty, shoot, shoot. Some have people's we said children.
Who we are? I don't even know.
Well, we're Shutterbugs.
Yeah, we're the Shutterbugs.
She's Pamela.
Pamela.
And I'm Kelly.
I thought I was Clamantha.
And today she's Clamato.
No, Clamantha. You can call me Clam for short.
Clammy.
My clam that didn't get to get waxed because my clam bar burnt down.
Oh, clam sauce.
Ew.
That's something you go to the doctor for.
Yeah.
Especially if it's chunky.
I'm excited to wait till Tuesday now, my poor bush.
Oh, your poor busho.
My legs are going wax. My legs, too.
Wicks, wicks, my lugs. Wax my logs, as they say. Wax my logs.
Wax my logs.
Oh, doy.
Like, what? Better log wax.
This is our second movie of the day.
I'm already kind of drunk, and I already have forgotten how to do this. Like, I don't remember how to podcast.
Me either. I just talk and shoot the breeze.
We're just chitty-chatting.
Like, we're romantic. We might talk about the movie we're gonna watch. We might not.
Oh.
You know.
Wendy. Mom.
Wendy, Mom.
Get ready. We're finally gonna do one of my all-time Christmas. Favorites. Black Christmas.
Black Christmas.
Black Christmas.
Black Christmas, starring Tyler Perry.
What?
Isn't that the guy that does Madea?
Oh!
Isn't that the one? I forget. I'll edit that in. Whatever his name is, Kaylee, put it in there. I'll Google it. Madea.
I was literally, in my head, I was like, black as in, like, the color, not the skin color.
Yeah, Tyler Perry. I was right.
You're racist. Right. How am I racist? I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh.
I don't even know who Tyler Perry is.
You've heard of him. He's a very popular man in cinematic culture.
I do obviously know who Tyler Perry is. I was just
joshing. Were you just joshing me?
Just joshing you. Just chirping jashing. You. That's what kids say nowadays, apparently.
Ooh. Who are these children?
I don't know.
What do kids say?
Chirping. Like, oh, we're just chirping, yeah. I don't know. I asked my brother-in-law. He works with children.
He's not kids these days.
Mm-mm. He's older than me.
Oh, that brother-in-law. Forgot you're married.
Oh. They're all older than me. Mm-hmm. All of my brothers-in-laws are older than me.
Yeah.
All three.
That's a whole heck of a lot.
I've got so many men in my life now. It's very weird.
Yeah. You can call them all daddy.
Nope. I'm not gonna.
Good, though.
I'm not gonna call any of them that.
You call Noah's dad, dad?
I'm not going to.
Papa?
No. I've never liked when people call their in-laws just, like, mom and dad. Like, they're not your mom. They're your in-laws, but that's my mom is my mom, and my dad is my dad, And my father-in-law and my mother-in-law are my in-laws, and they're wonderful people, but they're not my mom and dad.
I think it's cute when you've been married for, like, 20 years, they're basically your parents.
No.
Ever?
No.
Wow.
No, like, because unless, like, I could kind of see if, like, if you come from, like, a family that where you didn't really have that,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like, oh, this is what it's like to have parents who care. But, like, I have a mom and I have a dad.
But then it's so weird. What do you call them? Mr. and Mrs. Jeffers?
I call them Larry and Yvonne.
Yeah. I don't know what to call adults with they have, like, I just call them, like,
hey! Hey! Hi, good to see you again.
Hello, you.
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 It's super rare that I need to use their names.
That's true. Anytime anybody says my name, I'm like, what?
Yeah, but think about it. Like, when do you, like... I barely say Noah's name except in certain contexts.
I was just about to say, Noah.
Wow. Have you been watching?
Yeah. Your window is on floor level.
Yeah, but I got new curtains and they're awesome.
Yeah, well, I still have those video cameras. I installed while you were on your honeymoon.
you say that, but you know I've had keys to your house for a long time.
I know.
Tiny little cameras.
Oh no, you know all my dirty business.
No, I actually don't really want to watch you when you're alone.
I wouldn't.
I don't want to watch me when I'm alone, but I want to watch you when you're alone.
Pretty disgusting.
It's probably just like the same as me, just like...
Oh. I don't spread my legs when I sit on the couch, though.
Really? I don't believe
it. I'm cold, so all the limbs stay centralized.
I like cross my feet on my coffee table.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I'm too far away. I like how Lily and Gus have their own stockings, and then how you got Midas his own stocking.
Yeah. Oh my god, did I tell you I came home one day, and like I have two cat stockings, so they're little. And the L and the G were each facing, like, the same way, like they are now. But one day when I got home, the G was, like, flipped backwards. And my first thought wasn't, like, oh, the cat hit it. I was, like,
ghost!
Someone's been in my apartment, and they changed, like, it's like when you have a stalker where they, like, move shit just a little bit that you notice and become paranoid. So now I think someone's been in my house and is stalking me.
Or, like, definitely your cat was up there since you know that they get up there and try to play with them.
We'll find out who's right if I live.
Well, what else has moved? Anything?
Some stuff, but then I'm not sure if it was an intruder or drunk Kaylee. She's a devil. She does her own thing.
I was like, if your curtains move, that's your cat.
It's like things. I'll find different things in spots they're not supposed to be. And I'm like, who moved this? Me? And I'm like, probably.
If it's in, like, your living room, bedroom, or kitchen, or bathroom, it's probably you.
I know. But it doesn't stop me from checking for intruders.
I always do that. I take a big old knife and I go around and I look in places. I find myself looking in places that, like, you literally couldn't put an intruder. But then I'm like, well, what if it's, like, a little tiny intruder. Well, yeah, what if it's, like, a fucking the orphan situation where it's, like, a little kid, but that little kid's actually a 40-year-old woman murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
Oops. Check out our podcast. We cover it already. Or, like, I just checked the major... like, locations in which a body would be hidden. Bedroom closets, tub.
Oh, yeah, tub for sure.
If they're having a tubby. And this one. The other closet in my living room.
I check under, like, under things. I'll check under my bed now that I have a bed. It's not just a mattress on the floor. I also double check that my windows are shut and locked.
I should check under the couch more.
It's just Gus.
I know.
That's not what he sounds like.
Yeah.
He goes,
I think, like, if I were to find someone in the bathtub, though, like, what do you do? Like, I'll kick the curtain in, but what if I made contact with something?
That's what you do. Like, I know you take a knife with you and you stab them.
I would die. What if it was, like, a surprise for my birthday?
Okay, well, then you shouldn't be surprising somebody in the shower unless you're a couple. And if you do, then you might get stabbed.
Yeah, or, like, if I'm dating someone and they surprise me in the bathtub, that's weird. Yeah. Unless it's, like, they ran a bath for me and it has, like, bubbles and candles.
Yeah, that's nice.
But not like, them just standing there.
They're just hiding in the bathroom and you're, naked. Like, going, and you're like, oh, I gotta poop. And you go in and then they're like, oh, no. Okay, like, I'm in here.
Yeah, Kaylee.
Why are you in here? Ah! And then you're closer than you ever thought you'd be.
Pretty much.
Or further apart than ever.
Yeah. Just jumps out the window. I live on the third floor. Fuck it.
Gone.
And it's like a tiny window, so they'd for sure get stuck first.
Stuck in the window. Fuck.
Well, it's like an ass outside. And a dick rubbing on my face while I'm taking a shit.
I don't like this. And then you're stuck and you're like, they're like, why did you do this to me? I loved you once.
And I'll be like, well.
You're just grabbing them by the feet, trying to shove them through.
Not pull them back, just push them further.
Why are you helping?
You've made this decision. You live with it now.
You made your choice. I'm get just out. Helping.
Yep. Just finish my business and then leave.
Just leave him there. What the
fuck? Anyway, today we're watching Black Christmas.
Fucking classic great horror film. And
it's Sam's favorite. I'll read you a brief synopsis.
Synopsis. Like a synapse?
Yeah, when they fire. Pew, pew, pew.
Mine are slowly dying.
Mine too. As winter break begins, a group of sorority sisters, that's what sorority sisters sound like, including Jess and the often inebriated Barb.
Oh, it's us. We're Barb.
We're Barb. Begin to receive anonymous, lesvicious phone calls.
You said anonymous. I thought you were saying anonymous lesbian phone calls.
Anonymous lesbian phone calls. Initially, Barb eggs on the caller, but stops when he responds threateningly. Soon, Barb's friend Claire, who we have yet to hear of until this point in time, goes missing from the sorority house, and a local adolescent girl is murdered, leading the girls to suspect a serial killer is on the loose. But no one realizes just how near the culprit is. Whoa, spoiler alert.
I know how near they are. As we're watching this, watch for things that have become sort of classic horror tropes, okay?
Yes.
Because this is where a lot of that stuff comes from.
Yes. It has a 7.2 IMDb rating.
That's too low.
And 83% of Google users like this film.
So it should be better than that fucking Yellow Snowman bullshit piece of shit thing.
Oh, we didn't even make any references to Yellow Snow.
I know, I just did, and it was the worst possible way to make a reference.
Oh, fuck me, is it really?
What?
Well, upon further inspection, Black Christmas is a 1974 Canadian psychological slasher film.
Oh, what?
Directed by Bob Clark.
Go, Bobby.
Well, Canadian, and it's not shit.
It's seriously Ooh. One of my favorite horror movies.
Dang. There's never been a good Canadian movie.
What if you just hate it?
I might. Then he'll kill me.
And I love it so much.
Oh, this is cute for the poster. The Canadian theatrical release poster. It says, if this movie doesn't make your skin crawl, it's on too tight. That's everything I thought it would need
That's
to be.
That's really funny. That should be like a Silence of the Lambs movie tagline.
Ooh, and it was expensive. It cost $620,000 to make, and it made $4 million at the box office.
Wow. So good for the 70s.
Canadian movie, too. Shot in Toronto, so we'll have to see if we notice anything.
You know, you're familiar with Toronto from the 70s? Because I'm not.
You bet your ass, that's when I lived there.
Look for Canadian Post Box. You've never lived in Toronto.
Look at the CN Tower.
I've been to the CN Tower.
I've been near it.
When did they build the CN Tower?
I don't know.
I don't know that it was a thing in the 70s, but I don't actually know.
This film is generally considered to be one of the earliest slasher films, serving as an influence for Halloween. Boop, boop. There's a remake we'll have to watch from 2006. Shall we get to watching?
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes. This is the Shadowbox watching Black Christmas. Here we go. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you chopped it apart.
Oh.
This year, to save you from fear. What? It's just Barb drunk coming home.
No, she was walking in too straight of a line. It simply couldn't be.
Barb is a 70s drunken pro. I like how decorated the house is. It's cute.
Oh, shit.
Crouching up the walkway. I'm a creep, you're a creepo, I'm a creepy creep, I'm a creep. Ba-dum,
bum, bum, bum. Folk knocks over everything. Oh, fuck.
She's like, they did this with a GoPro.
Yeah.
I don't know why he went through all the trouble.
He could have just walked through the front door.
Right?
Is she the designated phone answerer?
It's just me.
I was gonna say, is this me having sex? Who recorded this? Yeah, shit.
My god, it is you having sex.
Naked. My precious naked.
Oh! Holy fuck.
Oh my god, I love it.
I know, right?
My favorite kind of pussy. How did they call her? Call if they were already in the house.
Exactly.
Whoa. Ah! Before booze. Oh my god, she's who I aspire to be. She's British, why is she here? Oh, it's shit. Over for her.
Burn. I love you. I know.
Oh my god. I love it. It's a comedy of horrors.
You're fucking creepy, right?
Ho, 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 fuck.
I think the little bastard schnockered.
A little shit.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, she's self-aborted. That's why she's in a housecoat.
She's just upstairs. Hello? Ugh. Ugh. Hello? Go to here.
They're gonna fuck. Barb's a prowler.
Barb's a fucking drunk. She wants to be a horror movie scorer. She didn't run away. She was murdered dead.
Dead.
Murdered dead.
Murdered dead.
Murdered dead.
That's the murderer. Fuck yeah.
That guy's way too fat to have climbed the house and gone through the window.
But also, like, look at the fucking house.
You had a good run, house mother.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, I thought she was dead. Very quietly closes the door.
I know. My god. He's throwing a major BF right now.
He's throwing a major bitch fit.
I love how he's just so terrified and then relieved, and then he feels terrible for feeling relieved.
Feels so bad for feeling relieved, yeah. But you would. Oh, shit.
It only works because they're 30 and acting, but not if they were, like, legitimate people in fraternities. Try getting an abortion. Just run up the stairs and throw yourself down them.
Stop it now! Jumps down, like, belly first.
Has anybody canvassed the house yet for Claire? No, of course not. Is this just gonna be like a banger in the last 10 minutes, everyone dies?
That wasn't a dream, Barb.
I dreamed there was a stranger in my bed. Oh, Bob, that was last night.
She's like, of course there's a group of children on my doorstep right now when I'm having this internal debate over whether or not to have an abortion.
It's gonna be like a sleepaway camp where I think it's Peter, but then it'll be a girl who's actually a boy who's in the sorority that we've never seen or heard of. The killer's in the house.
Holy fuck, bitch, just leave. Do what they said.
You dumb fuck. Always coming up from the bottom. Now he's here.
I was gonna say that.
Here's Johnny.
Ugh. Jackie Chan?
She's the murderer. Jen. Nailed it.
It's been her all along. Mm-hmm. She's the American Psycho. They should make a movie and call it Canadian Psycho, and it's just American Psycho, but with, like, a lot more plaid. A good old gurgle, you know?
Gurgle. What the fuck?
No, it won't. Holy fuck, no, it won't.
Somebody answer the goddamn phone. Wait to the bay. I said, how do you talk about something you hate so much?
You do not. Do you really hate it?
Well, I loved it, but that ending.
See, that ending is what I love in a horror movie because you don't fucking know anything.
But I want to know.
No, it's more scary if you don't know.
But I need to know. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Was it Peter? Clearly it wasn't, because they're still up there doing all fucky shit in the attic, and...
I think it was a dude.
Yeah, definitely, because they had really short fingernails.
Or they were, like, a really tall, buff woman.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, yeah, but then the weird, like, voices thing, weird, creepy.
I'm just saying, this guy could have the same backstory as the snowman killer guy, and this is a way better film.
Yeah, holy shit.
Like, way better. Oh, man. I don't even know where to, like I said, this is one of my favorites. I love the ending. I love just that shot and the police officer and, like, the phone's ringing and he's, like, not sure because he doesn't think it's going to be the killer. So he's like, well, I shouldn't just answer their phone call. Like.
And, like, when are they going to find the bodies in the attic?
Who knows?
Like, right?
Who knows?
And the poor guy was like, we'll have to take the bodies to the morgue because the hospital doesn't have room because they've never had this many bodies at one time. Three bodies. Never mind the two in the attic that were forgotten.
Yeah.
/ not found yet. Oh, Jesus. Great movie, though. So as you can tell by the title, it starts off at Christmas time. Christmas break. In a sorority house.
The sorority... What was it called?
Pi.
Nike.
Pi Kappa. I don't know what E is.
Epsilon?
Mm-mm. He said something else at the beginning. Pi Kappa Butts.
Pi Kappa Butts. The Pi Kappa Butts.
I didn't even think it was a pi. I thought it was an N. They're just the Nike sorority.
Well, it was NKE.
Yeah.
Or, well, Pi Kappa.
Whatever.
It's not Epsilon. It's something else.
Yeah. Dad, I don't even think it started with E because it was weird. I was like, oh.
It's that E.
Yeah. E. And then we're introduced to all the chicks in the sorority. We have Barb, a girl after my own heart. She's quite the alky, which is amazing. We have Jess, who's from Romeo and Juliet.
Sigma?
Could be, that's what sounds right. And then we have Claire, a kind girl who goes missing. And we also have Phil, presumably Phyllis, but we'll never know because she died. Then we also have the house mother, who's a real champ.
She's a real hardcore alcoholic.
She is amazing. I took down all of my tips of where to hide the liquor from her.
I liked on a string in the back of the toilet.
I know, that one slayed me, but what happens if you have toilet trouble and you go to jiggle the jangle and it doesn't jiggle anything?
You just open it and you're like, oh, there's booze in here, that's why.
And you're just like, oh, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. And she's not going to know. She's going to be like, oh, damn, I must have drank it.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Which is pretty good.
You know.
And then we just go from there. They have a party. Or they're dating. It's the 70s.
They're having a party. Wait, how come that guy fainted? Oh, no. He hasn't found his daughter yet. She's still in the attic.
Yeah, they don't know where she is. They just know that someone's been killing in the house.
Yeah. So they must be like, I don't know why they wouldn't have cleared that house.
I know.
I don't know.
Like, especially because there's, like, so many other girls that live there. They're, like, any number of them could be missing.
Well, yeah, there's all the ones that are gone for Christmas.
Yeah. Gone, wink, wink.
They're all dead. We just didn't see that part.
Yeah, that was
the wink.
Prior to what happened.
Kayla, this drink you made me is 100% gin.
I know. I made this for you, too.
You made me a snowman. I'm watching you.
And then
it's exactly
like the one from the movie. It has too many circles though. They did just the one circle.
No, it's perfect.
But anywho, then we really get into the juicy stuff. The girls are getting phone calls that start off like, I don't know, quite friendly. I mean, if you're talking about a big juicy cock, like, calm down now, really. Like, keep at it. Like, tell me more. Who are you? How old are you? How tall are you? How juicy? Like, you know? But they're grossed out by it. Except for Barb. Barb loves it.
Barb's like, tell me more about your cock.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she's like, fuck you, you dirty, skanky old piece of shit, bitch.
And then he goes from being like, la la la, to,
I'm going to kill you.
And then everyone's just like, oh, okay. Oh, okay, Dan.
That don't sound right. That don't sound like a good thing.
And then they just start dispersing, and at one point we see, like, a creepy troll crawling up the sidewalk of the house.
Yeah, it opens with a creepy troll climbing up the sidewalk. And he's like, instead of going through this front door,
which was open, and no one was around.
The side of the house and go through the attic window.
Which is amazing, but it's like, bitch, you have a trellis that goes up 3 stories that is perfect for climbing. And nobody is like...
A full-grown man could climb that.
Yeah.
And then go in through your window. But they don't... I mean, it's a sorority house, right? So the door's probably never locked anyways.
True. And the 70s, I feel like.
Yeah. Like, people... I don't know. Wouldn't have cared.
And, like, potentially boyfriends use that to get in there without house mother knowing. She seems pretty cool, but...
She seems pretty chill. Like, I don't think she'd care too much.
She'd be like, guys, it's 9 o'clock, time to leave. Wink, wink. And then she'd, like, go up to bed. Wink, wink.
Yeah. And she'd be like, look, if any of these guys get caught here, that's on me, so don't be a bunch of dumb fucks. Make them go out the back.
Oh, my God. And the girls get her a Christmas present, and she's just, like, joking, but she hates it so much. It's like this old lady schmuck. You know, that she's supposed to wear at bedtime, perhaps. And she's just like, oh, shit, like, thanks, guys. And they're like, you think I really wear this? It's like, she's so funny.
Well, I mean, they obviously did it as, a joke. She's like, ah, fuck.
I know, they know her so well. It's hilarious. I would say this movie is more comedic than scary. But I did...
But the scary part's so fucking scary. Like, it's very, like, on edge the whole time because you, like, know that they're in the house and they don't. And you're like, don't go to bed. No, just, like, get out. But then they don't know, so they can't.
The most jumpy part was when, like, the first murder, Claire.
With the plastic bag.
Yeah, because she just goes in her closet and she's like, who's there? Like, who's back there?
And the thing is, like...
You? And then you just hear, woof. And then she's like, oh.
Yeah. And you're watching it, you're like, oh my God, you're so stupid. Like, if there's somebody in your closet, they'll try to kill you. But they probably do shit like that to each other all the time, right? Like...
Or, like, the guys to the girls, like, who knows?
Yeah, well, it's a sorority, right? So they're always fucking around, like...
But that's the thing. If you're being smothered, consider the bag you're being smothered in. A lot of people forget that they can rip open a bag.
Yep.
Which is why they use the clear bags, because it makes people panic. But you just gotta get that. Yeah. Rip that air hole.
Yep, so if anyone puts a bag over your head, remain calm. Rip the bag open. Hit them in the junk. Step on their toes. Punch them in the nose. What is it? Solar plex, instep, knee, groin.
Yeah, or like if someone's strangling you in a bed, like really go at it for like a solid like 30 seconds. Like,
I'm dead.
And then go.
Yeah, and hopefully they're like a first timer so they don't think that you're faking.
Yeah, true.
Because if they're not, they might just hold you for a while and then you'll be dead.
But even if you go limp, they're likely to like slightly loosen grip. Or, like, adjust position.
But I feel like if you're actually a serial killer, you'd probably hold on longer because you'd know that you have to hold on longer and actually kill them.
But if you're a multi-purpose serial killer, like, he didn't have one method. He had a few.
Yeah, he was a little bit all over the place. Just kind of an opportunistic killer.
Yes.
You know, go with the like, clothing bag and then the unicorn and...
I think this
the
movie...
hook hanging from the roof.
...is just canon from... Bates Motel. I haven't watched the last season, but one can only assume that he'll go off to university soon, and then this is where he goes to college.
Oh!
And that's why he has that, Bill, Magnus, Mama, and does, like, the creepy woman voice, the creepy, like, man voice, that jazz, and then, like, when he's finished college, he goes back to the motel to run things because, you know, he can't be away from mother for too long.
Well, yeah, and, like, you know, that was, like, a whole thing, having to leave, but he knew, like, you know, he had to go and get an education. I don't think he was there very long.
No, no. Back in the day, two-year college.
Yeah. I love it. So now we know who the killer is.
Yeah. Thank God, because that's the only thing I didn't like was that you don't find out who it is.
Yeah. And you never, there's no, like, there's, you don't know, there's no backstory. You know who it's not, and there's no other characters for it to be.
Does, like, Bob Clark know, or do they always just leave it ambiguous?
I don't know. You have to do a little Google sleuthing, but, like, that's one of the things, that's what I love about, like, old horror versus new horror. I feel like with new horror, there's always so much, like, backstory, like, and especially when they do all those sequels.
Yeah.
Like...
If you're getting into, like, 8 sequels.
Well, even, like, well, I guess Friday the 13th, like, you get...
Hmm. Okay.
You get a backstory in the story and you know who it is and you know why she's doing it or whatever. But, like, they go on for a long time. But, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you don't really know why he's doing it. You know there's, like, a fucked up family thing.
Hmm. So, apparently, the character who is the murderer, they just named Billy.
Uh-huh.
And then, while his character remains ambiguous behind in with his identity and motivation in the original film, the remake explores the childhood of Billy.
Yeah, and I fucking hate the remake.
And Bob Clark's intention was to never reveal what Billy looks like, so in the film, he's never shown, just his eye. And in the 2006 one, his appearance is fully revealed.
Yeah, but that's not considered canon, right? Like, that's a remake. So, and I don't agree with it. I don't think that's the right story either. Right, because, you know, he's also got, like, a twin sister or some bullshit, like...
Ooh.
No, it's off. It's terrible.
Weird.
He, like, tries to kill somebody in a hospital. I don't fucking know. It's not good. I'll watch it with you if you really want, but I hate it. And, like, I don't know, for me, that's the scary part because, like, that's then it's just, like, some crazy psycho killer who got away with it.
Yeah.
And therefore could be anybody.
See, I don't mind the idea of, like, the bad guy not getting caught. Like, that's cool. But who's Billy? Like, what'd you look like, Billy?
Mm-hmm. I think that's, I don't know, that's what always made it so scary for me was, like, could be anybody. Could be me.
Yeah, well, it's definitely me. If it's anybody.
Hi, Billy!
Oh, my God. In our last episode, did we ever say what we drank?
Holy fuck. Did we?
Oh, yeah. Did we? Or did we just talk about rum and eggnog before we started?
Oh, God. I don't know. Oh. So last episode we were drinking rum and eggnog, and then we're drinking vodka.
And now we're drinking gin.
Now we drink a gin.
Like the whole bottle.
Yeah, Kaylee just dumped what was left in the bottle into two glasses, and that was not a great choice. Whoop, there it is.
There she is. There's that little girl. She drunk.
That's my tell.
You'll never know when I'm drunk or sober.
I can tell. You start to slur.
No.
Yeah.
Never.
You listen to yourself all the time.
I know.
You can tell when you're getting drunk.
To me, my voice just sounds like someone else, so it doesn't compute that it's me.
My voice now, like, the voice in my head sounds more like the voice that I hear on the podcast. Oh.
The voice in my head sounds really cool and awesome.
Oh.
And it's, like, a lot of inflection and, like... excitement.
Musical. Like.
And then when I listen to it, it's like, wah, 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 wah. I'm like a Charlie Brown adult.
You're not wrong.
Exactly. That's why I said it. Because I know what I'm talking about.
But you sound different than in real life than you do in the podcast, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's because I put on my phone voice.
For the podcast?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Sorry, I just went through puberty quickly.
I can always tell that it's, like, authentic because I can't do it, like...
I can't squeak normal.
I can't do it on my own. Like, I can't make it happen. So I tried, and it just went high, but not, like, the squeak thing
it's
that
always
happened.
That, like, unexpected moment where you're just saying something completely normal, and it's like, whoop!
I don't fucking know.
Mm. But anyway, the movie built suspense for probably the first hour... in 20 minutes, yes, there's a couple murders, but it's nothing, like, too crazy. And then it's just goes, shit hits the fan, and everybody starts dying.
I will say, it's not as, like, it's not as slow at the beginning as a lot of horror movies are from this era.
Yeah, I'll say, like, it did start with those, like, quick deaths.
Yeah, like, it opened with a murder, basically, and it's sort of slow, but then it picks up as there's less people around, right?
Yeah. And I don't mind slow when it's actually suspense building. You know what I mean? When it's not just, like, filler and, like, fodder.
When it's not just, like, okay, snowman killer, fucking get your shit together.
Yeah, let's take you on a journey into somewhere else.
But snowman, it was no panty pool.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But it was fucking rough.
I don't know if we'll ever find another panty pool.
I don't know. But, okay, let's compare Canadian films.
I would say, at least this movie makes up for all the Canadian films that get made on a yearly basis. At least this is quality.
Because it's so good.
Yeah, exactly. Usually that's how you know. Like, when the quality's not there, when the acting is C-list and D-list, that's when you know. No offense, Canadian film.
It's true. This is so good, though.
I did quite enjoy it. I laughed a lot, which is good.
There's a lot of laughter. I mean, it is like a bunch of sorority girls, but they also, don't they feel like more like people than, like, if I think if this were made now,
it would be laughable.
It would, but I think it would be like, if somebody tried to make this now, it would be like sorority girls who were like, not like characters. They'd just be like yeah. The fucking White Chicks girls.
Yeah, all the like, women in that you movie. Think sorority girl, you just think, ah, I'm here to party. Yeah.
And I feel like if this were made now, that's like what it would be. But then it was like, you
or if
know.
You do like a cool kid sorority, and then they're just like, oh, there's fucking somebody, like, someone's giving us like calls. Like, GPS tracking that shit, cameras in the house, locks on every door and window.
Yeah, they have to be like, well, what's that one where the call's coming from inside the house? It's like a new movie.
I don't know.
Babysitter?
I don't know that they call anyone.
No, the babysitter. Like.
Yeah, the movie we watched together.
Nope. Older.
Oh.
She's like, she's babysitting at like a house. In the middle of nowhere.
Hmm. Oh. Maybe.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Hold on.
Might do. There's one I'm thinking of that's creepy where, like, the babysitter kills her kid accidentally and then tries to kill other kids because she goes insane from it. But I think we're talking about a different babysitter.
Okay, so the babysitter, like, the new one? No, that's not what I'm talking about. Although that was really funny.
It was really good. Check it out. It's on Netflix. It's really funny. And a little ooky spooky, but amazing at the same time.
I can't find it. Hold on. It was, like, in theaters.
You're, like, not that long ago, but, like, who's to say?
I can't find it. I keep getting 1980.
You have to know what to Google. Not when a stranger calls.
Did you watch this one? A teenage girl turns her babysitting service into a call girl service for married guys.
Yes, I have seen it.
Not that one.
It's When a Stranger Calls. During a babysitting gig, a high school student's harassed by a prank caller, and then she finds out the call's from inside the home.
I told you she was babysitting.
I know, but this is, you need to know how to Google. I typed in Google, scary movie where the phone call comes from inside the house.
Oh, I do that sometimes. I thought it was called The Babysitter.
That's why I was just like, no.
Anywho, that movie...
Yeah, like I knew it starred Camilla Bell.
But that's, like, easier to do because it's just one person.
Mm-hmm. Girl, like, you looking old.
Yeah.
Well, you is 31 now. Mm.
Getting up there. Aw.
Same as us.
Hey, we're not even 30 yet. Oh, that's just gin.
Well, it's a sipping drink, not a pounding drink.
Speak for yourself. Where did we go?
She's done hers already.
No, I'm not. I'm, like, half done.
No, I'm not.
Shut up. Fuck. Shit. God damn.
Shit. Shut up, you.
No, I'm not. No, you wouldn't believe me if I talked to you. I'm only half done my drink.
My voice went into a weird combination of, like, man, Cookie Monster.
I don't know what mine was.
That's my monster voice.
That's beautiful. I have a full drink ahead of you. Ooh, there
you yes, do you have anything else to add? Because you do love black breakfast so much.
I love black breakfast.
It includes...
the little known sequel to Black Christmas, where the guy only kills people at breakfast.
Yeah. It becomes a brunching society, and that's where things go south.
He targets a bunch of women at brunch.
Well, first there's Black Friday, the prequel to Black Christmas, and then after Black Christmas, it's Black Breakfast.
Black Friday's a guy that's just murdering people at the mall.
Yeah.
And then Black Christmas. And then Black Brunch.
Yeah.
And it's, they're all, this, like, one chick invited people over to brunch at her new house. It's like a big old mansion.
In the middle of nowhere.
I would make that. Black Brunch, the Black Friday, nope, the Black Christmas sequel.
Black Brunch. The blackest of brunches.
I loved a lot of things. I loved where they're tracing the call and he's literally like tracing it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of ways you wouldn't be able, like, that this movie wouldn't work now.
Mm-hmm. You just have to be, like, creepier about it. Like, I mean.
Well, you could use, like, a burner phone, right?
Yeah. And, like, well, there's kind of ways thing. To block, like, trace calls, too, even from, like, the landline and whatnot.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, I like the eye in the door, because that's, like, something I've seen in a couple other horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Notably, for me, is in Saw that happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I think, a little bit of a nod to Psycho, where it's his eye in the wall.
Yep.
Right?
True.
Quite similar. But in Saw, it's, like, exactly like in Black Christmas, like that. And then, well, the call coming from inside the house, like I said, that's been a thing a couple times. And
in The Babysitter.
The Babysitter movie about called When a Stranger Calls.
Yes.
Makes a lot of sense. And I liked the acting. I felt like the characters were, like, actual people.
Yeah, you start to root for them. Yeah. Even though you know they're getting murdered, you're like, I love Barb.
Yeah.
Man, I love that house mom. Man, Jess is okay.
Well, like, I know everyone's like, poor gonna die. Phil. Yeah, right? Like, because she killed him and he didn't actually do anything. Like.
I said Phil. Phil was the other girl.
Oh, Phyllis. Yeah, no. But the dude. Peter. What was his name?
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Yeah, she killed him. Oops. She's gonna feel so bad about that later. She's probably gonna have that kid.
Yeah, which is what he wanted. If the stress didn't abort it.
Well, they've also fucking doped her up, so she probably should.
But the cops knew she was pregnant.
Yeah, they knew she was pregnant. So they probably wouldn't have given her anything that they knew at the time would be harmful. But it was the 70s. You don't know.
When it was the final scene where she was in the bed and the Claire's boyfriend was there, I was expecting him to, like, usher everyone out. And then it would have been, like, the two of them who had to kill get rid of everyone so that they could be together without it being weird. Right? Because, like, they had to get rid of his girlfriend, and she had to get rid of her boyfriend, because, you know, he was actually the father of her baby, not Peter.
Oh, twist!
Oh, you're welcome, Black Christmas writers.
They're like, I don't think we need your help. We've done all
I
right.
I think, we're okay.
You're doing okay. I don't know. I love, that's like, I watched that movie pretty much every Christmas, probably.
Well, these ideas are trademarked, so don't use them. They're going to be in our upcoming feature film, Shutterbug's Murder Pact.
Don't tell people about our real life documentary.
I didn't say anything other than it was upcoming. And the title.
Real life documentary. Murder Pact. So here's what we're going to do. It's trademark. We're going to murder people, and we're going to film it all, and we're going to put it together into a documentary-style film.
Yes.
And then we're going to release it, but it's going to be released just after we disappear with new identities.
Yes. Oh, that's spooky. Perfect. And then it'll be great, because we'll have, like, for the credits, they'll roll, and it'll be just the people's names. And they'll be like, holy fuck, that's my missing so-and-so. Or like, Jesus shit.
Yeah.
This man got murdered 10 years
just
ago.
Their names and then like.
How they died.
Yeah.
Weird hand chop off. Yep. They're not all going to be winners for the murder, you know.
And we're going to do it so random too. Like, we're not going to do one of those things like. We're probably going to murder somebody really near to where we live. Then we're also going to murder somebody who's like really far from where we live. Not near any of our works. When you try to make that circle, it's not going to make any sense.
Mm-hmm. But it will eventually form some type of pentagram.
It's just going to form a dick. Dick and balls.
That's so much better. Shit.
Fuck your pentagram. Dick and balls.
What movie was it where they had like 20 circles just kind of randomly and they were like, it's a pentagram, and like drew the pentagram and that's how they were able to find the person? It was like,
know.
It made no sense. It was like, okay.
I do love the idea of it being a dick and balls, though.
And if we have the time, the hand to cup.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We don't want to get too wily.
Yeah. Anywho.
And the way we're going to do it is we're going to dress up and pretend like we're men.
Yeah.
Because we're really good at makeup, so you'll never know. But
if and you we're hear very manly.
Of an outbreak of random murders throughout Winnipeg, it's probably not us. Don't worry. So cool. And we're going to take out, like, a line of credit so we can take out a bunch of cash from that so we can buy a new identity. And then abandon these ones.
Because really.
Yeah. I'll fake Noah's death, too, so it looks like I killed him. But then I'll just take him.
And me, too.
Well, my theory is that...
I don't want my parents to be sad.
I feel like once they find out from our documentary that you're a psycho murderer, they might be happier if you're dead. I mean, we should, like, fully fake, like,
they'll get some royalties.
Like, we'll blow up the apartment and, like, pretend that it was us.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, that's enough. They don't need to know anymore.
I've gone too far into our plan.
How is your rating? How is your rating?
How is my rating? How is your rating? My rating is very good.
She's very good at rating.
How do I rate this film? Now I feel like I need to think about it because it's so good.
I rate this film 1 Black Christmas out of 1 Black Brunch.
Okay. I rate this film, okay, 14 hidden liquor bottles.
Ooh.
Out of 15 liquor bottle wreaths.
Yes, I was just about to say, oh, I hope she says wreaths. I hope she says Barb's liquor wreath. Yes.
We should make one of those. You could just buy just like a plain wreath at like Dollarama. Yeah,
but it'd be so cute. We'd make it an advent calendar. So you'd have your 25 little bottles and you get a drink, a little one each day.
You know that's a thing? Like you can buy like liquor advent calendars? Yeah,
but this would be cheaper.
What a...
You just buy a big bottle of one thing and put it in a tiny little bottle.
All different, like, so you think that you're getting something, it's all just shitty vodka.
Yeah, in, like, sad other little containers.
Black Christmas, man. My mom showed me that movie. She was very young and, like, living in a dorm with a bunch of girls when they watched it.
Fun.
I want to say she was 17, probably. Ooh. And then I guess they all just were, like, so scared after. They're like, oh, we're gonna get murdered.
We should probably move.
We should all just stay in this one room tonight.
Or, like, should we check the attic? Am I right? Should we check the attic? Anyone? No?
No. Let's just sleep in shifts and get a gun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Guns won't stop us, though, on our murder spree, because we're bulletproof.
Nothing to lose.
Fire away.
Fire away. Let's do it. An outro. I mean, right? She's dying so hard. This is the continuation of you laughing into this. It's perfect.
I'm trying to stop.
Oh my god, I think I need to eat something. My whole body is just gin right now.
I tried
to drink my water bottle like this.
My whole life is gin.
Gin, true. I love you. Nope, that's two different songs combined.
I've got some gin and my gin's not for you.
I combined Skinnamarinky Dinky Doo and the song from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Skinnamarinky Doo. I love gin. I'm Sam.
And I'm Kaylee.
And we're the Shatterbugs. And that was us watching and critiquing.
Mostly enjoying.
And loving up on horror classic Black Christmas and drinking too much gin to function.
Yes. As they say, we are too drunk. Too drunk to funk.
Too drunk to funk.
But you can find us on these places of social media-ness.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shutterbugs. I said that like a question. Probably, yeah, just at Shutterbugs. I think Facebook is actually like Shutterbugs Podcast is like our at fucking handle thing. But the page is just called Shutterbugs, so.
Yo, find us.
If you go to Google and you just, or like yahoo.ca.
Or Bing.
Bing. No, that's just porn.
Whoa.
You go, you know, just like pick your search engine of your choice and type in Shutter. It's S-H-Utter.
So like a cow.
D's not T's.
Utterly terrible content.
A little bit of a play on a shutterbug, right? Like a photographer, but we don't do anything even related to that.
We shudder at the thought.
If you just Google, you find us. You find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You find our website, which is shutter-bugs.com. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/shutterbugs, which is glorious and full of hilarity and extra content and beautiful things. Thank you, Gus.
He says, yeah, you're good.
He says, go on to Patreon and check it out.
I pay a subscription. I'm Gus.
I have to pee so bad.
And we're also on the Nerdopotamus Network.
Yeah, I was just going to say nerdopotamus.net, our Nerdo Network.
Along with our other people that do podcast things as well that are very wonderful and good.
There's a variety of content.
We have Alchemist, Bit Boys, Comic Book Fans United, Hello Creeps, Let's Get Junk and Talk Comics, Miserable Retail Slave, Pizza and Pop Podcast, and of course, the best podcast in Canada, Manitoba and or Winnipeg, is us, the Shutterbugs.
We're the probably the best podcast in Winnipeg.
You're welcome.
We should look it up and see, because there's probably a lot more than we know. And they're probably good.
And yeah, they're probably really good.
We're great.
Peace, Judy. Bye.
Good night. Good night.
Oh, Billy.